No, I don't need any help. I'm just waiting for someone. Thanks, though. Oh, hi. My name? I'm Samantha. Oh, I'm just waiting for someone. Yeah. No, I already have a date. He should be here soon. Yep. Thanks, though. Okay, bye. That's a weird question. Oh, hello. No, I'm just here to meet someone. Yeah, a date. What? You're my date? No, I don't think so. You don't have brown hair, so. Well, wait. What's your name? Bill? Oh, okay, no, you're not my date. Yes, I'm sure. No. No, thank you. I'm sure that he's just running a little late. No, I'm fine waiting by myself. Thank you. Okay. Bye. This is so weird. I wish he'd just get here already. What? Did you just say nice tits? Wow, that's really rude. Why don't you, like, just pay attention to your driving or something, okay? Jeez, what is going on? Why do guys keep talking to me from their cars? Maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe I should just go home. Why did I let Sarah talk me into this outfit? I don't know. I don't want to be rude. Hi. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm just waiting for my date. Huh? Directions? I guess to where? What? I can't hear. Hold on. I'm gonna get a little bit closer. Oh, I almost tripped on the curb there. These block heels are really tall. I'm not used to these shoes. Oh, thank you. I'm Samantha, by the way. Nice to meet you. Anyway, where are you trying to go? Paradise? I'm sorry. I don't understand. Do I want to what? What? No, that's disgusting. Why would you ask me that? I'm not a hooker. I'm here to meet my date. No. No! Hey, just because I'm wearing a fishnet top and tight shorts does not make me a whore. No! Please get away from me or I'm gonna call the police. Katie? What about her? How do you know? No, I am not Katie. Please just go away. You're making me uncomfortable. Why are you following me? I told you I'm not a whore. Just please leave me alone. No, that's not my name. I'm Samantha. Look, I don't know how you know Katie, but I'm not her, okay? You have the wrong girl. Please, just leave me alone. I'm just waiting for my date. Why do you keep calling me Katie? Please stop calling me that. Your motorcycle? Yeah, it's really hot. Yeah, I actually have a thing for cars and stuff. I don't know. They just make me so wet. Oh God, I can't believe I just said that. So, you think I'm pretty? Oh, thank you. Yeah? What was your name again? You what? Come on, I told you. My name is Samantha. It's not Katie. Do I want to go on a ride? Well, kinda. It's a really hot bike. Is it a Harley? Wow. Well, I don't know. I was waiting for my date, but he's not here yet. Yeah, well, that does sound really cool. But I can't just leave. He'll think I stood him up. I mean, I really shouldn't be talking to you at all. I don't want him to get the wrong idea. Oh! Wow, I didn't think of that. Maybe he did stand me up. Well, I don't know. Yeah? So, do you want to take me on a date? Well, where do you want to go? Well, I know a place we could go. It's really private. I don't know. My roommate Sarah set up this blind date for me, and she'll probably be kind of mad if I just leave. No, she doesn't control me. I just don't want to be rude, you know? Yeah? You don't think so? You wanna take me on a date? Well, you are really handsome. Do you wanna kiss me? Well, all right. But you have to stop calling me Katie first. Okay. Katie again. Take me for a ride on your motorcycle. Yeah. Oh wait, where do I put my feet? My heels are slipping off though. Wait. Okay, I got it now. Oh. You want to go to that private place? Yeah, it's just down the street. Just take a right. Oh God, Sarah's going to be so mad. We're behind the check cashing place, yeah. No, trust me. No one ever comes back here. Just, it's fine. So, can I suck your cock now? Do you want me on my knees? Your tip tastes really good. So horny. Call me Katie again. Call me a slut. Kind of date you wanted. Yeah, grab my hair. Oh shit. That's really intense. Can you fuck my pussy now? Just bend me over your motorcycle. Please? Pretend like I'm your slut, Katie, and just fuck me like you own me. Oh yeah, pull my hair. Ow, fuck. Yes, sir. Okay, oh, yes, sir. Ow! Yeah, grab my tits. Pull my shorts down. I am so wet for your cock. Yeah, call me a wet slut. call me a cunt. Oh, yes. Fuck me and call me Katie. Oh, fuck! Oh god! Oh, just I want to be your biker slut. Yeah, daddy. Okay. Oh god, yeah. Yes, daddy, you own me. Yeah, fucking like I'm just fuck me like I belong to you. I'm just a worthless biker slut, just like Katie. You're so fucking hard, Daddy. Daddy. No, it's okay if you want to fuck my ass. It's just I have lube in my purse. I'm really tight. And it'll be easier. Please. Okay. Thank you. Just like Kitty. Just like Katie. Ow! Oh, fuck, Daddy. Not so fast. Oh, ow, ow. Oh, yes, Daddy. Fuck my ass. Fuck me, Daddy. Oh, my God. Make me a bigger slut, Daddy. Daddy, please. Thank you. Oh God. Oh God. Oh my God. Are you gonna come, Daddy? Yeah. Come on, my ass. Make me dirty. Call me a whore. Call me the stupid bitch. Oh my God. Come, Katie. Good though, right? Oh, you're leaving? Okay. Wait, Daddy, my purse. It's hanging on your handlebar. Please? I need my phone. Thank you. Well, it was nice to meet you. What was your name again? Oh, you have to go. Okay. Bye. Fuck, that hurt. I need to sit down. What is this? Oh, shoot, Sarah's calling me. No, I'm okay. Well, no, he was late. And well, I met this other guy, and yeah, well, he had a Harley, though. It was really hot. Okay. I know. Well, I don't really remember. No, I don't remember his name. I don't think he told me. No, I don't really remember what he looked like either. Where am I? I think I'm at that check cashing place. You know, in the alley next to the parking lot? Yeah. No, I'm okay. I mean, I'm a little sore, but I'm okay. I don't know. I don't remember what we did. You took me on a date. I'm fine. Can you come get me? Okay. Hey, wait, Sarah. I found this piece of paper here. I think that guy dropped it. Yeah, it's some kind of printout of an email or something. It has my name on it, but I don't understand. Well, first it's got "Find her at Kendall Street and Broadway, 8 p.m." written in pen on the top of it. Isn't that where I was supposed to meet my date? But the printout has these weird instructions on it. They start like this: "Instructions for dating Samantha. Congratulations! Your payment has been received and you've got a date with Samantha. Samantha is a talkative, sweet, and very beautiful young co-ed on campus. She's low maintenance and self-cleaning." Sarah, what does this mean? This doesn't have anything to do with me, does it? Wait, why are you so mad? No, but wait, Sarah. This is really strange. Like, in the next part, it says, "Warning, do not attempt to use the Katie trigger on Samantha until you are in a safe space alone with her." Sarah, does this have something to do with that girl, Katie, we used to know? Stop reading? But why? Do you know anything about this? No, but it says later, Samantha will likely talk a lot when you meet her. And then it says, some things she might talk about include her overbearing father, her major, and her roommate, Sarah, who hypnotizes her to help her grades. This last story is just part of Samantha's conditioning, only, and may be safely ignored. Samantha actually lives alone. If you wish, you may quietly use her in her dorm room without fear of interruption. What? I don't understand. What the fuck? Sarah? Wait. When you're ready to fuck her, you may simply ask Samantha about her friend Katie. In a few moments, she will become eager and extremely horny. And then you may use her freely. The name is a trigger used to make her extremely horny and make her forget your name and who you are. Be aware, Samantha will begin self-triggering once she becomes horny enough. This can't be real. Calling Samantha Katie is the equivalent of calling her a slut, a whore, or a fuckhole. And you may use all these terms with her interchangeably as desired? Oh my God. Samantha has been fitted with a hormone-releasing IUD that provides birth control and prevents her from having periods for your convenience? Is this for real? Sarah, is this me? Wait, who am I even talking to? Who are you? I'm just really freaked out right now. In addition to her pussy, you may use Samantha's throat and ass freely, though under especially rough treatment, she may say, "That's so deep," or "That's really intense." These phrases should be considered warnings that your rough treatment may injure her if you continue. She may even ask you to fuck her pussy instead. Wait, Sarah, just shut up. Samantha always carries a bottle of lube with her for your convenience. Fuck you, you're insane. Warning, if for any reason Samantha seems to wake up and protests your use of her, especially if she claims not to know a Samantha, leave the air immediately and send a text to your initial contact describing the problem, Samantha's location, and a brief description of what you were doing to her before she woke up. What the fuck, Sarah? No! Why should I listen to you? I don't even know who you are! I'm just so confused! I feel so lost! It's all just a jumble in my head, and I feel like I'm losing my mind. No, but you did this to me, didn't you? You turned me into a whore, haven't you? How could you do that? God, I don't even know who I am. What? No, I'm not listening to you anymore. I'm hanging up. Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Hey, do you remember what I was just saying? My name? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Sarah, it's me, Katie. You know, your roommate? Okay, I thought you were losing it there. Anyway, where am I? Uh-oh, again? Totally, I must have just had a little too much to drink again. You're almost here? Oh, good. Yeah, I could use a shower to be honest. I've got something wet leaking down the back of my leg. I'm not even sure how I even got here. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know, I should be more careful. I guess I was just upset and just started drinking again. But Dad just makes me so crazy, you know? He's been really riding me lately about my grades. They're really bad. I don't think I'm ever gonna be a doctor. I know, you're trying with the hypnosis, but I don't really think it's working. Yeah, we can try again, I guess. I just don't think it's doing anything. Okay, if you say so. Anyway, hey Sarah, thank you for being such a great roommate, you know? Like, I don't know what I'd do without you. Oh yeah, I see your car. Okay, I'll talk to you in a second. Yay, okay. Love you too. Bye.